The scenery would have been stunning if it were not for the swarm of black figures from afar, steadily gaining in size. The ground quakes from the pounding hooves of 1,000 horses, the iron-clad men mounted on top of them brandishing their weapons and shields. Even from a distance, their thunderous cries rumble across the open space, their words as clear as the day was. Kill all the infidels! Charging from the opposite side is an equally formidable sight. Hundreds upon hundreds of men in glinting armour lean forward, with their reins clutched between their fists, the quilted coverings on their dressed stallions rippling behind them. Alongside them are countless men sporting turbans and conical helmets, wielding bows and arrows, spears and mighty swords. This is often what springs to mind when the Crusades are brought into conversation. But not only are the roots of these wars far more complex, and its barbarism often glorified in modern pop culture, it spawned generations of legendary chivalric orders. For starters, a crusade was a holy war, but for them to be classified as such, they had to be approved by the Pope. These papal-endorsed military campaigns aimed on squashing the so-called Islamic infidels and enemies of Christ. But while it might appear as if the Catholics were only concerned with takeovers and forced conversions, there was far more going on under the hood than meets the eye. Following centuries of persecution, Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire under Constantine the Great, and the eastern half of the empire, which later became the Byzantine Empire, took charge of Jerusalem and the Levant, controlling the area and its flow of pilgrims. But after the collapse of Rome, the Byzantines were displaced in the early 7th century by a third, Abrahamic, after the semi-legendary founder of Judaism, Abraham, religion known as Islam, which came out of the Arabian Peninsula. An Arab Muslim army took Jerusalem in 634 AD, and with that, the Holy Land was lost to the Christians, who mourned its loss for centuries as they remained unable to take it back. This sense of loss was exacerbated by disputes over pilgrimage rights to Jerusalem for both Christians and Jews. Since attitudes from one Muslim ruler to the next were fluid in regard to tolerance of minority religious groups, this added to a sense of uncertainty regarding Christian and Muslim access to the holy shrines, access which was paramount to ongoing Christian and Jewish identity. While it remains unclear how tolerant Muslim attitudes in the Levant during this time were over the long term, the lack of control of such holy sites contributed to a sense of permanent anxiety among the Christians especially. Continuing patterns of expansion and contraction on the borders of the Byzantine Empire also added to the political instability of the region. However, in the 11th century, the Arab Muslims also lost control of the Levant to a new group coming in from West Asia, through Persia and Anatolia, the Seljuk Turks. After being brought in as mercenaries in 1058, they gained control of the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad, taking most of Anatolia from the failing Byzantine Empire and also conquering most of the Levant. This was part of their original purpose of fighting the new Fatimid dynasty in Egypt. Even at its height, the Seljuk Empire lacked a strong infrastructure and existed in a state of perpetual warfare. Syria, in the Western Levant, was loosely organized into squabbling leaders, distantly swearing allegiance to Baghdad, and soon began to fall apart, while Palestine was contested by the Fatimids. In the wake of the empire's growing weakness, the Byzantine emperor, Alexius Comnenus, 1056 to 1118, saw an opportunity to regain some territory. He had hired Frankish mercenaries before, so he sent a letter to the Pope in Rome asking for more help. What was different was the Pope's reaction, which was quite startling. He called for something new, a crusade. It is also not entirely clear how Pope Urban II came up with the idea of a crusade to the Holy Land. Gregory had made a previous call in 1074 using the term Milites Christi, soldiers of Christ, but it had been largely ignored.